Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span Daily Mind Training. Ever feel like your inner critic is having a never-ending pep talk? A pep talk designed solely to bring you down? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you that this negative self-talk, the voice constantly whispering doubts and fears, could actually be our secret weapon in building resilience? Sounds crazy, right? Stick with me, because we're diving deep into how to flip the script on those nagging inner voices and turn them into powerful allies. You know that feeling when you've just faced a setback, maybe bombed a presentation or missed a deadline? That's when the critic comes out in full force, bombarding us with, "I knew I couldn't do it," or, "I'm such a failure." But here's the thing, those thoughts aren't necessarily facts. They're interpretations, often fueled by fear and past experiences. So, how do we break free from this cycle? It starts with awareness. Recognize those negative thoughts for what they are. Just thoughts, not reflections of your actual worth. The first step is acknowledging the inner critic, naming it, even giving it a ridiculous nickname like Gary the Grump, because sometimes laughter is the best weapon against negativity. Second, challenge those thought patterns. You wouldn't accept your friend constantly putting themselves down, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion. Ask yourself, is there another way to look at this situation? What evidence supports these thoughts? Often, we're caught in a loop of confirmation bias, only focusing on what confirms our negativity. Shift your perspective. Did you learn something valuable from that experience? Could it lead to future growth? Remember, every setback is an opportunity for learning and resilience. Third, practice self-compassion. This isn't about ignoring your mistakes. It's about treating yourself with understanding and kindness, especially when things get tough. Imagine a supportive friend offering words of encouragement. Now channel that same energy towards yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Celebrate small victories, acknowledge your strengths, and remind yourself that you are worthy of love and respect, regardless of your accomplishments. Fourth, build healthy coping mechanisms. Negative self-talk often stems from stress, anxiety, or fear. Find healthy ways to manage these emotions. Exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or engaging in hobbies you enjoy can help calm your mind and shift your focus away from negative thoughts. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is crucial for building resilience. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. The people we spend time with shape our thoughts and beliefs. Seek out relationships that uplift and support you. Distance yourself from those who constantly criticize or bring you down. Choose to connect with individuals who inspire you, encourage your growth, and celebrate your successes. Think about a time when you faced a significant challenge. Maybe it was a tough job interview, a public speaking event, or even just a frustrating day at work. Remember that feeling of self-doubt creeping in, whispering all those, what if, scenarios. Now imagine turning those whispers into fuel for growth. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," you might say, "This is tough, but I'm going to learn from it." You see, resilience isn't about being fearless or immune to setbacks. It's about how we respond to them. By acknowledging our negative thoughts, challenging their validity, and practicing self-compassion, we can transform those inner critics into powerful sources of strength. So, my friends, remember this. You are capable, you are resilient, and you have the power to rewrite your narrative. Challenge that negativity, embrace the learning curve, and keep moving forward. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that they too can build resilience through even those pesky inner voices. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you all tomorrow for another dose of daily mind training.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.